Last night, the Scottsdale Unified School District Governing Board unanimously voted to place Superintendent Denise Birdwell on paid administrative leave. In an emailed statement, a district spokesperson said since this is an ongoing personnel matter, the district could not share any further details. SUSD and its administration have been facing controversy, from questions about conflicts of interest and construction on schools to teacher morale. For some perspective on last night's move, I'm joined by Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association. And Joe, what's your reaction to the decision to place Superintendent Birdwell on paid administrative leave?
Well, our members in Scottsdale have long known that there are issues with leadership and communication and collaboration in Scottsdale, but I'm not sure anyone was aware of the events that were going to happen last night. I think that did come as a surprise that it happened when it happened. But parents and teachers and support staff have really been pointing to a lot of issues around a real heavy-handed top-down approach to running the district since Superintendent Birdwell arrived, and they feel like they've been pushed out of a lot of the processes where they could bring their perspective to decisions that the board eventually made. So I don't think they're surprised that it happened. I think they're just maybe surprised when it happened.
In the short term, what do you think the impact of this move will be?
I think it shows that the governing board in Scottsdale is listening to the parents and the teachers that are describing that there are some issues around communication and leadership. And a suspension like this typically happens whenever there's an investigation underway, either internally or externally, and it removes the person either being investigated or close to the investigation from the day-to-day activities. And, you know, she may be very well be reinstated. She may be released. We certainly saw that happen with, I believe it was her chief financial officer in the last month. We've seen two high-ranking officials that the superintendent brought into the district that have either tendered their resignation or been released by the board. Hopefully they'll do a thorough process, a thorough investigation to see if there was any wrongdoing done. And if there was, they'll take appropriate measures. And if there wasn't, then Scottsdale can get back to normal. That's really the whole outcome that we want to see, is for Scottsdale to go back to being the premier district that it has been for decades. And that requires good leadership, good communication, and above all, stability.
Given the uncertainty, as you say, with what might happen with Dr. Birdwell going forward, how do you think that plays into the morale question among teachers, knowing that she might come back, but she might not come back?
Well, I think the teachers would be the best ones to answer that question, but I can only imagine that anybody that already was nervous or felt like they were being retaliated against. I mean, we've had allegations of that surface. People that felt they spoke up at a board meeting or they spoke up at a staff meeting and that they were silenced or that they had things happen to their careers to intimidate them, they're probably not going to feel any less nervous or any less anxious until all of this reaches a conclusion.
How much impact does one superintendent make sort of in the overall mood and direction of a district? I mean, if Dr. Birdwell is out of the picture, at least temporarily on paid administrative leave, do things in theory have the opportunity to change, even though everybody else is basically still there?
Well, the superintendent is a key leader in the district. There's no question about that. And they are kind of the funnel, if you will, between all of the staff in the district and the board's understanding of what it is the staff and members of the district do. I mean, the governing board hires the superintendent, and the superintendent then hires everyone else in the district. And so when you're at that kind of CEO position in a district, when you say something happens, it happens. There may be other people that carry it out or that implement it, but it absolutely happens. So I think that part of the communication difficulty was or is that many people that work in Scottsdale feel that the relationship between the superintendent and the governing board currently is walled off from anyone else really having impact. And that's why it required parents to really show their concern for the district, their concern for students to move this along to where there would be some sort of look, if not an investigation, as to the allegations of retaliation or misappropriation of funds, just to see, you know, is Scottsdale, do they have a superintendent that is leading well in the 21st century? Do they have someone that's using an old 19th century top-down industry model of I'm going to put out the dictates and I'm going to tell everybody what to do. That doesn't work as well in the modern school. We need our sites and we need our classrooms to be nimble, and we need them to really focus on the student and not be constrained by multiple levels of bureaucracy. So I think a lot of that could change, but it may very well stay the same if the superintendent is reinstated.
All right. Joe Thomas is president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.